Joining us now, Reverend Tim Costello from the Centre for Public Christianity. Reverend Costello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom.
Well, does it sadden you as it does me that, you know, we are now judging people in public life by their faith, that if you have the wrong faith or the wrong version of faith that you can lose your job?
Yes. Look, as an Essendon supporter, it's only been 10 years of grief for me, and this is another chapter of terrible stumbling and grief. Look, I fully admit that people who are on the receiving end of homophobia deserve to be protected, and there's many in the LGBTQI community who were in conservative Christian churches, felt hurt, felt rejected, lost their community, maybe lost their faith. So I think there's hurt there. But it's not remedied by hurt of the sort that Essendon have done with Andrew Thorburn. This is very, very complex. It's the competing of rights, the right to religious faith and religious conscience versus the right to be protected from homophobic statements. Both are rights, absolutely. And I think the Premier jumped in far too early and went too hard, much too hard, and then went, whoops, 20% of Victorians are Catholics, and so am I. And that's actually what Catholics still believe. Yep. So that just shows the complexity.
So what do we do? I mean, do we need to all sort of sit around and, I don't know, reaffirm that it's, you know, that when it comes to religion, religions by their very nature will disagree with each other, but we somehow have to have a way of managing those disagreements?
Absolutely, and I've been arguing this is exactly why we need a Bill of Rights. Australia is the only Western democracy without a Charter of Rights or a Bill of Rights. And that means you get little bits of piecemeal law, racial vilification and sexual vilification in acts, and then it seems to clash with free speech, and then there's no right of freedom of religion, actually, in Australia. It doesn't exist, which is pretty incredible. A charter or Bill of Rights would actually codify this carefully, saying these rights are all rights. They sometimes clash. We have to work through them. I think Essendon and my club rushed a judgment. I think they said, social media has gone ballistic. We have to sack him. Rather than saying, let's wait a week, there's ripple effects of unintended consequences, such as now we're seeing with my friend Adal Salman at the Islamic Council saying religious freedom now has been sacrificed on the corporate altar, and the Catholic Archbishop saying, hang on, I'm not going to support Essendon in the future, and lots of people of faith are worried. It's complex, and it should have taken time to work through, and the proper way is actually a Bill of Rights, in my view.
Yeah, I've already sent an email to Peter Comensoli, the Catholic Archbishop, inviting him to become a Carlton supporter, where we mainly focus on football things.
I can't support that. Look, no. Even though Essendon has the worst policy on pokies and gambling, Tom, I'm still a loyal supporter.
Well, that's good. Hey, now you might have heard me mention, for the second year in a row, a female player in the AFLW for Greater Western Sydney, Hanine Zryker. She's a devout Muslim. And she says she doesn't want to play during Pride rounds. She won't wear the Pride jumper. And that's been accepted without any sort of fanfare or criticism. Do you think there's a double standard at play here?
Yeah, look, I think the NRL did not know that nearly 60% of its players are Bible-believing Christians. The Pacific Island players and Manly Warringah discovered, unbelievably, that the rainbow colours being worn compulsorily by the Manly Warringah players. Seven of them said, we're not playing. Look, we live in a pluralistic society. It's a multicultural society. You know, I think what people forget, Tom, is behind multiculturalism are multi-faiths.
Yes.
And when we go, yeah, I love multiculturalism, Turkish food, well, actually, it's a Muslim who has beliefs. And you can't say, oh, I don't want to know about that. That doesn't have a place. Just serve me the food. We actually have to be a lot more sensitive and recognise the complexity and recognise, in Andrew Thorburn's case, look, at NAB, They sponsored AFL Gay Pride Round, Midsummer's Festival. He marched in gay to say, oh, well, he goes to that church with those beliefs. I can tell you, most people who go to church Sunday by Sunday don't agree with everything the priest or minister says.
Yeah.
It's much more complex, Tom.
All right, look, thank you so much for your time, Reverend Tim Costello there for the Centre for Public Christianity. And he's right, he makes a good point. But religions will always disagree with each other because every religion thinks it is the one true faith. And, of course, the fact that there's many religions means they can't all be the one true faith. In countries like Japan where it's sort of monoracial and, well, there are different religions in Japan, but the point is it's easier for people to get along because there aren't big differences in the way people look or what they think. In a country like Australia, there are a lot of differences. It used to be Catholics versus Protestants. Now we've got, you know, influx of all sorts of different ethnic groups and cultural groups and religious groups over the past, well, 60, 70 years. What we have to have is a way, and maybe it's a Bill of Rights, I don't know, but a way for everybody to get along. And when the likes of Essendon or the AFL tries to force things down people's throats, say you must believe in this stuff, you must adopt rainbow pride values, or you must adopt this or that, then it just sticks in some people's craws. Anyway.